morning. I hope everyone is doing okay tonight, and I hope that you had a wonderful 4th of July holiday weekend. Well, I had a great one, and I ate a whole lot of barbecue, and it was good. I went to two different barbecues back to back, and I ate at both, and it was very enjoyable, and I had a great time. And I hope that you did as well. Well, my name is Mary Hollis. I'm the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry embracing widows. And our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed, 1 Timothy 5:3. But tonight, we are going to talk about our mutual ministry of exaltation. The scripture is coming from Hebrews, the third chapter, the 13th verse. But exalt one another daily, while it is called today, lest of you be hardened through the deceitful of sin. I'm going to also read it from the Amplified Version. It says, but instead warn, urge, and encourage one another every day, as long as it is called today, that one of you may be hardened by the deceitful of sin. If you want to fulfill God's plan for your life, there is one thing that you must not do. Don't forsake the daily fellowship and encouragement of other believers. That's what Hebrew is saying in the third chapter, the 13th verse. The word exalt means encouragement. It also gives you the picture of someone who comes closely along of another person for the sake of speaking to them, consoling them, comforting him, or assisting him with instruction, counsel, or advice. Because it is helpful when someone comes along to support you in this manner, this word is often translated in the New Testament as the word of encouragement. Jesus used the word to describe the Holy Spirit as the comforter. That's in John 14:16. These verses make it abundantly clear that we need to both give and receive encouragement from other believers on a daily basis. This is such a vital principle that the tense use in the Greek language called the continuous action. In other words, we are not to just encourage one another once a week. We are to make this matter a lifestyle. We must go into the habit of encouraging one another, doing it so often it becomes a practice, it becomes a habit. Think how encouraging it is when someone cares enough to take you to lunch, call you on the telephone, write you a note, or go out of their way at your office or church to come to you and ask, how are you doing? It is especially very strengthening to know that someone really cares about you if you are going through some type of challenges. It is wonderful to be able to, when you're going through a moment, you get a phone call from a girlfriend, our relative, and they get a sense in your voice that you might be not feeling well, or you're going through something, or something is bothering you. And they're going to ask you, what's wrong? And you may tell them what's going on, and they will then start encouraging you. Different ways that one can encourage you also can encourage you from giving you words and scriptures from the Bible, also telling you a story about someone else that has gone through something, and maybe it's similar to what you're going through. And that will encourage you to get through with what you're going through based on the story that's being told. But most of the time, it's a scripture or some sort of word of wisdom that will help you to get through that day. And it's always good that you turn around and do the same thing to someone else. Whenever you can encourage someone else, always make sure that you don't hesitate and follow through on the Holy Spirit. Think how, by the way, rather than fixate only on your need to encourage, try taking the eyes off yourself and see those around you who are always in need of strength. The word fixate means, let me get it from the Webster Dictionary, and it says, to make unchanging, to focus on one's eyes upon, or to concentrate on one's attention. Think of someone you know who you can strengthen by becoming alongside him to speak words of comfort, consultation, or bravery. Maybe you can take that person to lunch, call him on the telephone, drop him a note, or go out of your way to see how he's doing. Remember, you're not the only one who needs encouragement. We all need encouragement from one another. But we must always turn around and do the same for other believers. Just like you need encouragement, someone else does. A friend, a family member, co-worker. That's what the body of Christ is all about. You helping someone else. And when this happens, no one has to tell you about it. Do it. It automatically just, you automatically start encouraging that other person. So once it's you have the Holy Spirit within you, it's an automatic thing. Whenever you hear someone's down, you would automatically start talking with them. So this lesson tonight is telling you, don't do it sometimes. Don't do it just once a week. Do it on a daily basis. We come encounter with so many different people each and every day. Strangers need encouragement as well. It doesn't have to be someone that you know. You can sense when someone is not happy or going through something. And once you get in a conversation with that person, you can see what they're going through, and the Holy Spirit will lead you to say the right thing to them. So don't hesitate to do that. That's what the Holy Spirit is asking you to do. Encourage that person. So recognize that when you are feeling down and left out, you need fellowship with people of faith more than ever. Jesus understood this principle. When he went to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray the night before his crucifixion, he asked Peter, James, and John to come and pray with him because he needed fellowship and strength that night, because he knew what was going to happen the next day. He knew how he was going to be beaten, spit on, and everything. So he needed some encouragement to get through that night because he knew what was getting ready to happen to him. So even Jesus needed encouragement. Recognizing your need for others and acknowledge that others need you as well, the daily exhortation and encouragement of others, believers, will help you stir up your faith to hold fast to your confession until it becomes a reality. You will experience the presence of the Lord in your life through the joy of knowing and loving other people of like of faith. It makes you feel really good when you do something for someone else. It really confirms, the feeling that you get, it confirms that you have done the right thing. It confirms that the Holy Spirit, you are obedient to the Holy Spirit and encouraging that other person. So just knowing that you get something from it. You get a reward of feeling the joy and the peace and the love that you have done for someone else. Just like I mentioned on my show last week, that my neighbor is dealing with her mother is elderly, and she has Alzheimer's. And she is in her last stage of that, and she's really going through a lot, just knowing that her mother sometimes doesn't even recognize her. Don't even know who she or the rest of the family are, that sometimes it looks like strangers to her. And sometimes she does know who they are. But just to know that your mother don't know who you are, that's a very hurtful feeling. But what I'm getting at is that the Holy Spirit had me to go and get a card. And also I have care notes, and some of the care notes that I did include in the card was caring for yourself while you're caring for someone that is suffering. You need encouragement too. You are constantly taking care of someone and providing and doing all the things that a person needs. You get to a point that you need that encouragement as well. You need someone to take care of you. Or you take care of yourself in a better way. Maybe getting away and just going to a movie or something just to get away. But I took the care notes and a card over to her. Well, I put it in her mailbox. And her when she got it, she called me and told me how much it meant to her. She needed it it was perfect timing. So simple thing as that is getting a card and giving it to someone that you think that might need some sort of encouragement. She thanked me, and she just indicated that it was right on time. She was going through something at that time. So you never know how you're going to affect that person by doing what you're going to do for them. So be obedient to the Holy Spirit and encourage others. And I'm going to say this once again. Rather than fixate only on your needs, be encouraged. Try taking your eyes off yourself to see those around you who are also in need of strength. Think of someone you know whom you can strengthen by coming alongside them to speak words of comfort, consolation, or bravery. Maybe you can take that person to lunch once again, call him on the telephone, call her on the telephone, drop him a note, go out of your way and just doing something that you feel that will encourage them. Remember, you are not the only one who needs encouragement. They do also. Before I go on, I'm going to ask one of you to please volunteer to come on the air and tell me something that you have done maybe today, this week, this past week, that you have encouraged someone when they needed you the most. So I am going to click on one of these numbers, and I'm going to ask that question to you. And I hope that you'll be obedient in answering that question and letting us know what you have done this week to encourage someone. good evening. Hello, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes. Who am I speaking with?
Mandy Walker.
Hi, Miss Mandy. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine, Mary. How you doing?
Doing great. Wonderful. I'm going to ask you that question.
Okay.
What have you done today, this week, to encourage someone other than trying for you to being encouraged? What have you done? Have you been obedient to the Holy Spirit?
Yes, I have. In fact, the Holy Spirit has been really dealing with me in my life. Right now, I'm visiting with my sister. I'm in Mississippi visiting and doing an encouragement with them. My sister's having some problems with her eyes. And the Holy Spirit has just been leading me to get with her and encourage her and let her know that everything is going to be all right. All we need to do is trust in God and believe in Him and lean and depend on Him, and everything will be all right. He'll work it out for us because He told us in His Word that He will never leave us nor forsake us. So we have to be encouragement, especially to our family. You know, God cherishes the family, and we really have to encourage each other. So that's one of the things that I've done for encouragement, and I've also been a blessing, and my family have been a blessing to me, encouraging each other to the things that's going on nowadays. We have to be together as a family and believing and trusting in God, because the Holy Spirit will not take you the wrong way. We just have to listen to Him and be obedient to His word. Amen.
Well, thank you so much, Miss Mandy. I know you have done something today or this week, because you're always doing something for the ministry as well. You've always been obedient. You're always calling whenever you have some spare moment. You will pick up and dial some numbers, call some of our widows, and just to check on them. You've done that before. So I know that you do that on a regular basis. And that's what, excuse me?
I'm even doing it even with my mother-in-law, 95 years old, and I was able to go and visit with her today and encourage her and have prayer with her, and she is doing so wonderful. She is even learning to walk again. She was so excited to see me coming into that room.
And well, that's wonderful.
With the Holy Spirit shower down His blessings upon her. She's doing so good, and I just thank God for it. Thank God for how He's keeping her and blessing her.
Yes.
Yes.
That's wonderful. 95 years old. That's wonderful. That's a blessing to be, to live that long.
Yes.
And it's a blessing that you can encourage her. It seems like she'll be encouraging you. I know she has lots of wisdom there.
Oh, yes, she does. Yes, she does. And she just perked up so when she saw me walk. She didn't know I was coming. And the Holy Spirit just led me to come on down here and see about him. And this is what I did. Because when you be obedient to the Holy Spirit, you can't go wrong.
That is correct.
Yes, yes.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that.
You are
so
welcome.
Do we have anyone else out there that wants to share something with us tonight? We have some time. I'm not going to scare anyone else by clicking on, but I just knowing that you might be called on. I don't want you to stop calling in, just knowing that just be obedient with the Holy Spirit. If you have something to say, share it, because it's so important, because there's someone else that needs to hear what you got to say.
Amen.
And what you have done. So, continue to be obedient. Now, another way that we encourage, the next chapter encourage widows, we show you love through regular encouragement and information about many decisions of your first 3 years. Really,
that's right.
We have gone into more than 3 years. I think we've been in September, we'll be in existence for 8 years.
And yes.
Some of you have been with us from the beginning. So we are still encouraging each other. It never stops. I mean, you're going to always go through things at times.
Amen.
Also, we share our good times with each other. Progress that things that we are doing, that's encouragement. Just to hear the good things and helps out someone else. So this ministry continues to encourage you beyond the 3 years. And we just want to continue to do that. And we do that with this show every Tuesday night. We also come together every third Saturday. And this coming third Saturday, we are having fish and grits for breakfast. So we're going to enjoy that fish and grits while we encourage each other and listen to some of the things that we have gone through in the past few weeks and give each other encouragement how to get through something that is good. We're going to talk about good things, things that are happening. And I'm sure we're just going to hope that it's going to rub off of each other. So that's one way that's another way that we encourage each other on this part of this ministry. So just knowing that there's so many different ways that we are doing this, Sheila and I, to encourage you with the show, with the meetings, with the Valentine's get-together, just different things that we have done, and also the trip that we just came from Myrtle Beach. That was a wonderful event. And my sister Florence can't stop talking about it, so I know she had a good time.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, so it's been a great this ministry is not just me helping you, you helping me to get through my moments as well. So we are helping each other, encouraging each other. So that's a great thing. And we have to continue to be obedient to the Holy Spirit in doing those things. He's asking us to encourage people on a daily basis. It doesn't say, once a month, once a week. It says daily. Because you never know who you're going to run into. And it can be daily.
Amen.
People in my office, I constantly do different people come my way, and I find myself talking to them and encouraging them, or printing off one of my daily word message and giving get copies to them. So just be obedient and just encourage each other, because the time that we're going through now, everybody needs some encouragement sometimes. But there's a lot of happiness too, good times too. So it's not always sad moments. Because I had a great time this weekend. I mean, everything just went just beautiful. Didn't want to leave from my hometown because I missed all the fireworks and so forth. But it was a great time in South Carolina this weekend for the 4th of July weekend. So our show is, we only have a few more minutes.
Okay.
Is anything anyone else want to share, Ms. Manning? You have anything else you want to share? Because I know you're still in the air.
Yes, I just want to say how you have been such a blessing and an encouragement to me to keep me strong and keep me lifted up and keep me wanting to hold on, to hold out and see what the end is going to be. And I really appreciate this ministry. You and Sheila have both been so great. And just keep letting God use you, because He is using you to touch so many lives. And you have certainly touched my life and my family here. I have my sister here listening to the show. She's enjoying my sister Mary. Her name is Mary also.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. Well, tell Mary I said hi.
Okay.
Yes, because this show is not only for widows. It's for anyone that needs some encouragement. So spread the word that they can call in at any, every Tuesday. Between 11 and 11:30, and we'll, like I said, sometime we will have guest speakers, and sometime I'll do my best in trying to do thus says the Lord and speaking to you and encouraging you. So this is not only about just widows. This show is to reach other people who are going through some sort of trials and tribulations that we all have experienced and will experience in our lifetime.
Yes, yes. Mm. God is good. God is good.
Okay. And I would like to say a prayer dealing with this title tonight.
Okay.
Lord, I want to be a major source of blessing to people in my life. Help me to quit being so fixated on myself and see how I can become a strength. And this is for everybody, this prayer.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Just to become a strength and encouragement to others who are around me. Your words command me to be involved in giving daily encouragement. And since I am seriously committed to obeying
Thank
your
you,
word,
Jesus.
I intend to find a way to encourage one another who needs the strength on a daily basis.
Yes, Lord.
I ask you in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
To continue to encourage, help us to encourage each other.
Yes.
Give us the strength and the motivation to be able to do it. And let your
Holy
Spirit see us in return how you can give us that joy and peace knowing that we have done what you wanted us to do.
Yes, Lord.
We just ask you in Jesus' name to continue to be with us. Help us to get through whatever we might be going through and encourage us. Give us the joy that we need. And I just ask you to continue to be with this show. Help us to continue to enlarge our territory to the next chapter that you want us to go. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Everyone have a blessed week. Make sure that you try to encourage someone each day. Sometimes you need encourage. Just knowing that when you encourage someone else, when you are down, someone is going to be there to encourage you.
Amen.
Have a blessed week, and tune in again next week from 11 to 11:30. Good night.
Good night. Thank you.